little thing called murder.
Oh my god, I've almost got butterflies. I feel like I got butterflies.
It sounds like you're gonna cry.
Oh my gosh, I just missed everyone so much. Hi, everyone.
I know, long time no listen.
Yeah, you guys thought that we disappeared off the face of the planet, and that's because, well, we did. Yeah. And mainly, it's my fault, but, you know, whatever.
Here, wait. Am I echoing too much when I talk?
Yes. It just sounds like you're in an empty room. Do you have your microphone?
I don't have any of my things.
You look like you were really contemplating something.
Well, this room is huge and it has a couch in it.
Okay. You can turn the TV up. I have to go down upstairs because it's too echoey in here. There's not enough stuff.
Yeah, I'll just sit on the bathroom floor. It's fucking hot in here. It's okay.
Oh my god, so much has like happened that I don't even know where to start.
I know. Sorry. Have you heard the sound of me chugging this water?
You do the same thing.
You need to chug this water out in Arizona. It's a necessity.
Oh yeah. No one knows where you are right now.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so we were on like a little break there for a bit because
I weren't on a break.
So from April, I flew down, and then I graduated June 3rd from officer training school for the Air Force. Megan was real MVP, and she came down for my graduation.
Oh my god, I wouldn't have missed it.
And we can put up one of the pictures for on the Insta.
Yeah. But I put one that I took the other day.
Oh, I fucking saw. I was scrolling through Instagram and I was like, that's my face. And then I saw dying. But I didn't know that he died on my birthday. That's wild.
Right? I was like, because the only one that I could find was Samuel Little, the one that I did for your birthday last year.
Mm.
There has to be more, but I couldn't find any other ones.
Yeah.
But then I saw that he died on your birthday and I was like, we got to celebrate that.
That totally works. Yeah. So which means I have to do that case.
I got to see my murderer book and see if Richard Ramirez is R.
He better be.
If we ever fucking get to R.
We are on D. We've done A, B, and C.
Oh, Lord. God.
All of our listeners are like, Jesus Christ.
I mean, at this point, it's nothing new.
Yeah, they're like typical. That tracks. I mean, that tracks.
Yeah. So, I'm very proud of you. That was so fun going to your graduation and seeing you like.
Yeah, saluting.
It was awesome.
It's one of those things that like was amazing, but I don't ever want to do it again.
I feel like most would say that.
Yeah.
About like basic and whatnot.
Yeah, there was a lot of yelling. But my flight was amazing. Like I'll be friends with them for the rest of my life. And my instructor, oh, amazing. Actually, so we have a group message with our flight. And so our instructor, we were like, yeah, we're your best flight. And he was like, yeah, I have to agree. And so someone found a picture of him with his new flight. And we were like, oh my God, the betrayal, the audacity of this man. My one flight. She goes, wow, this really hurt me more than my divorce. I was cackling. But yeah, so no, they're great. But yeah, so
funny.
That was down in Alabama.
Yes, Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah, Montgomery, Alabama. And then Yeah, so my first assignment is in Tucson, Arizona.
Which is where she's currently at.
Yes.
So not only when we started this podcast, like 2 months later, she's like, dipping out, I'm going to be moving 2 hours away. Now she's like two time zones away.
I know. Actually, right now, three. So.
Oh, that makes it better.
Yeah. So right now I'm Pacific time because, well, Arizona doesn't do daylight savings. And so like for half of the year, we're Pacific time and the other half we're mountain time. So. Yeah,
that would be really confusing.
Yeah, right.
And so you guys technically do a daylight savings.
No, we're
half
just,
of the year.
We're just like stationary time, and everyone else moves because the world revolves around Arizona, and me because I'm here now. So
my head hurts.
I don't know. Like, how does a state just say we're not doing this? You know.
But I also heard that daylight savings was only for like the agricultural like stuff, like
that's
farmers.
What I heard too. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand it. But I just like when time moves, what is that? Four back.
Yeah.
Back where you get an extra hour of sleep.
Because you that's fall my favorite. Back in the fall.
Yes.
Yeah. And you spring for it in the spring. Ma'am.
Which is the worst.
Oh my God, the worst.
Ugh.
I heard PA was stopping. After this year.
I heard that too, but then I also heard it's not, and it was just people saying, so I have no idea.
I don't know.
Do I have the drive to look it up?
No. Nah. Your clock will change. It'll be fine.
I'll figure it out when the time comes, when everything else, like, changes, exactly. And then I'm like, oh, I gotta change my car.
Right? Pun intended. I had to say it. When you said, when the time comes, I had to say pun intended.
Dad jokes.
Yeah. So mid-July, in like 2 weeks, I'll go back to Alabama for, it's called JSOC, so it's military law school, and that's for like 2 months, but we are going to put out episodes. You're going to do that.
Guys. Yes, we have a schedule ready to go this time. Last time it was all my fault. I knew I shouldn't have picked up the responsibility when, like, I couldn't even get myself to cook myself any type of food. Like,
no,
I had motivation.
I'm laughing because we're always like, okay, guys, listen here. We have a schedule as you put out episodes. And then, like, a month goes past. Okay, guys, change of plans. Here's our new plan. Here's anything. Actually, 2 months later, change of plan. We are now doing...
You know what? We shouldn't have a plan so we don't let anyone down.
Exactly.
Yeah. So when we post. If we don't, well, something's going on.
You know what?
I mean, also, the big thing is, like, I mean, we're still so small that, like, and this isn't, like, our full-time thing.
Yeah.
Clearly.
So tell all of your friends if you want us to be able to stay on schedule. It was funny the other day. So I live in our house is beautiful. Before this, I was giving Megan a tour of it. But so we live in like a gated community, right? But you know, I still think I'm going to be murdered. And the back of our house has three huge windows, and one of them is like the big sliding glass door. And like, I really need curtains because I always think someone's standing out there. But Tyler's like, Jaden, the front door has a camera, the back door there's a wall, what are they gonna do, climb over it? But anyway, so next door I've only seen this one little girl, and like anytime I've been around our house I've only seen a little girl, and their one screen door on the front door,
guy, like you were talking to someone, they're like, there's not a little girl that lives here.
Don't say that. Am I scared? I had to like build a pillow fort in the one couch, like on the one couch, so that when I'm reading, the person that I believe is standing outside my back door can't see me. So don't scare me, ma'am.
That is hysterical. I'm going to make sure the next case I do involves sliding doors.
I won't let her. I won't.
Or gated communities.
But I do tell Tyler that. I said, people can still get murdered in gated communities. But anyway.
I mean, yeah.
Right?
There's a bunch of cases where people are in gated communities.
Tell him. I need you all to reach out to him and tell him. His name is at Tyler McMuffin. Go tweet at him and tell him that this happens. Actually,
Tyler McMuffin.
Yeah. Put your sources so that we can also steal those and do cases on
case.
anyway. The girl... So yeah, the screen door is open and Tyler and I were walking in the pool and we're like, wouldn't it be weird if she just like murdered her family? And like, we just like,
stop it.
Out. But listen, and then I was like, this would be terrible. And I'm not wishing this on anybody, but I would be like, hey, podcast listeners, my little tiny neighbor murdered her family. And Tyler was like, you'd probably get famous. And I was like, oh my God. But I
top notch coverage.
Right. I was like, but I've committed to the military. So I have to finish out my 4 years. And then he was like, yeah, but that's fine. You can still do
it. Only 4 years.
And then get super famous on here. So not hoping it happens, but I thought about
it. I'm hoping we blow up too. Cause right? Like, I want to be famous.
Right. I want to just sit here and talk about murder all the time.
Right.
I do have another funny story.
Oh yes, tell me.
I was at work the other day, and so some of the paralegals are like the enlisted people, and then your actual lawyers are officers. And so me and the one paralegal, we were like talking about true crime, and the one dude was like, oh, I don't know how you can like listen to that true crime, da da da. And I was like, well, you can like learn from it, like, oh, this person did this,
yeah.
Now I'm not gonna do that. And he was like, no, I don't need that, da, da, da. And we were like, what if Ed Kemper comes down strolling at you trying to get you? And he was like, I know you guys can't see, but I'm gonna demonstrate, you know, like someone playing football and they're gonna juke around someone, they're like, da, 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 oh, and that's what he was doing. And he was like, yeah, I'll just bah, 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 and then outrun him. What's this big guy gonna do? And I was like, well, what if he's got you like cornered? And he was like, I'll just have to fight him. And I was like, okay. But yeah, it was really funny. But yeah.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh my God. I was like waiting for this build up.
Wait, we need to cut that part out.
I will.
And put that on the Instagram. But no, what I was going to say is, there were serial killers that were enlisted in the military that ended up going batshit.
Yeah.
So it really can happen anywhere.
Good.
Helps you keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
Constant. So how many of your paralegals, I don't know what to call them, paralegals?
Uh-huh.
How many of them are you going to say, like, well, I've got a true crime podcast?
I don't tell anybody. I'm the worst person ever.
Me too. I'm like, don't.
Because
they always go to episode one, and I'm like, don't.
Yeah, because I mean,
start it's at like great, 10.
Great cases, great enthusiasm. We should have edited it, but we really wanted to give you that rawness. You know, going raw for you.
Stop! I can't.
And that's the title of the podcast, going in raw after 3 months. Do you guys expect anything else to come out of my mouth? The answer is no.
No.
But not to like sour the mood, but we have to address it because hate people that don't. Obviously, the state of the world is the fucking shittiest it could be. Why'd you make the face?
Because I'm like, wait, what are you going to bring up?
The overturning of Roe v. fucking Wade.
Oh my God, yes! I'm so pissed!
It's fine.
Why? I don't understand.
I love having less rights than everybody else. You know, it's just fun. It's just fun to me. But on a fun note, I did order a hat that says abort the court, and it's lavender, and I'm so excited to get it.
Abort the court, and you are a lawyer.
Yeah. Abort the fucking Supreme Court. Fuck them.
I just don't understand what was the purpose. We have so many more important things to be talking about instead of this, where like it's affecting so many people.
Yeah. Well, because nobody cares about women. Nobody cares about black and brown women especially, but like who cares? It's just women. What do we don't matter.
What do we know?
Yeah. So and it really makes me mad because I was really excited, you know, for the 4th of July and in the military. Yeah, no, we wear black. We are mourning. We are wearing black on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
The American dream, my friends.
Living it.
Yeah.
And we have to laugh and make jokes or else it's terrifying. But I might
you just sit there and cry.
I might go to a rage room. There's one out here. I'm super excited. I want to do one anyway on the 4th if it's open.
When I come down, we're doing that.
Yes.
1,000%.
Right? They also have a splatter room. They give you like a poncho and paint and a canvas. So you can throw the paint on the canvas and on each other. And I need art because the fucking moving company came days early. So not all of our stuff is coming to Arizona. And all of my art is not here. So I have to make and buy new art. So
wait, like what happened to all your other stuff?
So the stuff that we were like, that Tyler was living with at my parents' house when I was at training, but what was I saying?
I was listening.
Oh, yeah. So I'm keeping that in. But So the moving company was supposed to come on a certain date, but they came early. And because we were going to move the stuff that was at my parents' house to the storage unit so they could just pick it up and ship it here. But we didn't have time because they were like, hey, we're here. So Tyler literally just had to fucking go. So yeah, our two sofas in Pennsylvania, his gaming chair, Pennsylvania, all of my art, Pennsylvania. There's a bunch of shit in there.
Did they charge you for that?
No, the military moved me.
Are you able to like call again and be like, hey, can you do this now since?
No, I have to move it. I also have to figure out how to get my cats here too.
You don't have your kitties?
No, and it's so sad, my babies.
But yeah,
fuck the Supreme Court. If you already didn't know that that's what the opinion of was going to come out of my mouth, then I don't think
I just love having a government that doesn't care about.
Yeah. Well, it's because we are, there is no separation of church and state. But also what I find funny is that there are religions that like not letting them have an abortion is against that religion. So if we weren't already convinced that we only cater to
what religion is that?
Like Judaism, the life of the mother is more important. Birth, it's not a baby until it's born. So before that, obviously, the human is more important than the little thing.
I was also talking to someone else that said like, no, like people are blowing it out of proportion. You can still get like a procedure done, like, and anything like diagnosed by a doctor, like say that you had a miscarriage and you need stuff to help the process, they can still give that to you, but it's not like it's for people that like don't really have like an excuse or something.
It depends what stage you're in, but also I don't want one should be enough because the second you tell me what I can do with my body, I'm not a person. Like that's how I am a person. If I can't do that, like,
right. No. And I completely agree. It's just, I'm trying to find like the actual, like what's going on. And it's like really hard.
So there's no federal, like right giving this to you. It's all in the states. So Roe v. Wade is about privacy.
Right.
It just happens to be that the case is about abortion. And everyone gets hung up on the fact that it's abortion. No, they, like, your privacy right is gone. Like, right. That's the crux of the case, is privacy. And people don't understand that. They're like, oh, abortion. And then they cry over these cells, because nobody who's getting an abortion late in their pregnancy doesn't want the baby. They all want the baby. Like, and get that through your fucking skull. And I don't care. I'm offending anybody, because I don't fucking care. Yeah, so that's why they're gonna go after other things that the privacy protects, gay marriage, contraception, all this stuff.
Yeah, and like IVF and whatnot. Yep. And it's just like, what? I feel like this is such a giant step backwards.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. And for it to be, have been the majority is like baffling to me.
Well, it's because
we have all these old men in charge that have this, like, old way of doing things.
And what was it, like, the last three that were appointed were, like, appointed by Republican presidents who didn't win the majority vote. Like, the majority of people don't want this.
Right.
But it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I love fascism. I love...
Let's go to Canada.
On, like, our next assignment, I'm like, put me overseas. But
yeah.
Anyway, what about you?
There's something to say. I became a mother.
Yes.
And for you guys listening. Oh my god, it is. I didn't even think of that. But no, it is not a baby. I mean, he's my baby.
Yeah.
But I got a puppy. He's right, you can see, like, right where
I love how he's just like, all right, this is my bed, mom.
Oh yeah, here, let me grab him real quick, because you haven't seen him.
I mean, I've seen pictures and stuff. Well, but
pictures,
not like...
pictures.
Yeah. Oh, I see his little ears.
Oh my god, his heart's pumping.
Oh, because he's like, mom, you're scaring me awake. I'm trying to sleep.
No, he was like, I was sleeping.
He's already so big.
I know. But he's all legs. He does this cute little yawn that he goes,
ah. Tell everybody his name.
His name. So I couldn't decide between Archie and Finnegan. So technically his name is Archibald Finnegan. Mm-hmm. But he's more of an Archie than a Finnegan. So I call him Archie.
Mm-hmm.
Or I call him String Bean. Or I call him Boob. Or peanut.
You said boob and then peen. I thought you were gonna say penis. I was like, whoa.
No, but he's my little baby.
Oh, we love him.
He's the goodest boy. He barks too much, but we'll work on it.
Yeah, he's cute, so it's fine.
He's fine. Yeah,
it's like how when I say dumb things, Tyler says, at least you're pretty. We'll say that to him when he barks. At least he's pretty, you know?
At least you're cute.
Yeah.
At least you're cute. All right. He's shaking. So I'm going to, because I'm sitting right next to the AC.
Oh.
So I'll put him back on the bed on his little fuzzy blanket.
Oh, we love him. Yeah. So sorry about the fan on my computer, if you can hear that. Also, just know that how much I love you, all of you listeners, because I'm going to sweat to death in my walk-in closet, because I don't have a lot of furniture in our house right now, because we're still waiting for all of our stuff to get shipped here. So there's less echo here. So, but yeah.
Yeah. And sorry if you can hear my AC unit.
Oh.
Jaden's talking about how she's going to be like sweating, and I'm like, sorry, my AC unit.
Yeah, sorry. But also, let's all pray that my computer has enough storage to be able to download these things. But
yes. Keep your fingers crossed.
I keep getting a notification that's like, hey, your storage is 1 month full. I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
No.
So
every time I get that notification as well, I'm like, stop. Because I keep getting one that my Google Drive or something with my Google Photos is full. And I'm like,
I'm not dealing
with that. Because those are all pictures from back when I was in, like, middle school.
Right?
I don't feel like going through all those.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep them for the rest of my life, though.
Yeah, and never look at them.
Right? Do I sound less echoey in here than I did
less? Yeah. Okay. There's still a bit of an echo, but it's not anything that would, I don't think, would bother anyone. Okay. But so just real quick to recap, other than me getting a dog, anyone who hasn't been to Estes Park, Colorado, go. It is breathtaking. So I went on vacation last week and we went to Estes Park, Colorado, which crazy because a bunch of us went hiking. I was working, but a bunch of the group of us went hiking and they went to, it's like Bear Lake in the Rockies. And my mom just sent all of us a video this morning of a massive rock slide happening down the side of a mountain. And you could see it from Bear Lake Park or whatever. And I was like, oh, I could have died. Yeah. And like, it was huge, huge. I'll have to send it to you.
Wow. Is this like closer to Denver, closer to like Colorado Springs, closer to?
So we flew into Denver. It's closer to Fort Collins, if you know where that is. But it was like from Denver to Fort Collins was like an hour and 20 minutes. And then from Fort Collins to Estes Park was like another hour and 15 or something like that.
Were you going more north?
Yes.
Okay.
We were close to Wyoming.
Okay.
But we didn't venture up in there. But breathtaking. Like, pictures don't do it justice. It was beautiful. Yeah. And we stayed like right by where the Stanley Hotel was, which is where Stephen King got the inspiration for The Shining. So pretty fun. Yeah.
Imagine owning an establishment that inspires someone to write a like horror thing. But I don't know if that's like a cult good thing
classic.
Or I know, but like, what does that say about your establishment?
You go in and it's like, it's creepy. Oh. It's creepy. Me and my cousin got a picture. We walked in, we're taking pictures like tourists.
Yeah.
And the one guy who works like at the bar, he goes, do you guys want a picture at the bar? And we were like, sure. He goes, no, come back around here. So we got our pictures behind the bar. Like I'm sitting there like pretending to like drink some alcohol. My cousin has like limes.
Oh, I'm dying. That's funny.
It was cute. It was a lot of fun, but yeah. So other than that, I've been telling Jaden that I was gonna put out, haven't, so that's my fault because I said I was gonna do it, didn't, but you know,
it's okay.
What else do you expect from me?
We're here now. We're here now. Yes,
we're here now. That's all that matters. All right, so let's get into this because we got some time restraints.
Okay, we are all going to be learning about this together. Because I did this research probably in March and it's July. So
that's the best way to do it though. That's what we learned.
I was from like, our ABC. I was gonna read it before like we started, but I was like, you know what? I just want to see what happens.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. I kind of like that. I mean, side note, you can cut this out. I really liked us doing the react, like just getting our genuine reactions, because like it felt like, I don't know, listening to it I was like, what?
Yeah, no, I agree.
I want to do more of those more often, like pick a case and then not read it but read like articles and whatnot. But anyways,
I feel like the light in here like puts a filter on my face.
I don't know, your face is the same color as the wall, so
fuck you.
Joking.
Okay. So this good one is
excited.
From Forensic Files.
Oh yeah, tried and true.
Because we were trying to like push out an episode fast before I moved. And so it I was like, happen. You know, because I was like literally in the process of like tearing down my house while I was researching this. And but we just like, so I needed like a fast one, but we ended up not putting it out because we didn't want to rush it. But anyway,
yeah.
Okay. So without further ado, Here we go. Okay. So, one Saturday morning in January of 1988 in Ohio, a troop of Boy Scouts were out doing a mission, and their mission was to pick up aluminum cans for a recycling project. When they spotted what appeared to be a mannequin just under the ice. Wow, oh, what are the odds? Yeah. We're in Ohio in January.
Oh, yeah, I guess I didn't even...
Yeah, and it's 1988, so global warming, you know, the world isn't dying yet, so there's still ice.
Yeah.
But anyway, who thinks there's a
mannequin? It's never a mannequin.
Right, but also, why do we have so many kids finding bodies?
I know, I always think that too. Yeah. It's always a kid.
Right, like I literally think this is the second one that I've done where a kid finds a body in a river. Like, petition to keep children away from rivers. Honestly, yeah. It's the best thing.
honestly. Save them from being scarred.
Right, but okay. So crazy, I know. Turns out, wasn't a mannequin. It was the body of a young woman. Bless you.
I was about to. I muted myself because I thought I was going to, and then I didn't. Anyways, continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just wanted to soften the blow of the fact that it was a body, but okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the body of a young woman. And local police took every possible precaution to preserve the trace evidence by wrapping the victim's body in a sheet before taking it to the morgue.
Now, question. Was the body like decomposing, or because it was in ice, was it like pretty decent?
Ma'am, this is from a few months ago. Forensic Files, and this is the beginning of the episode, so I'm gonna need you to hold on for your questions. Save it.
Okay.
And we can address them.
I'll save it till the end.
No, but I think I don't know. But the ice would preserve it. But yeah. I like where your head's at. I don't know the answer. Also, do you like how I say ma'am now? It's in
yes. I love it. I love it. I feel so entitled when you call me ma'am.
So they checked the missing persons reports, and they identified the woman as 32-year-old Margie Coffey. She was the single mother of two young children. And she had been reported missing 10 days earlier.
What? Okay, so she wasn't that decomposed.
Yeah.
But my boss at work, his last name's Coffee.
Oh. Wow. Yes. Ask him about it.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Hey, are you related to this woman who tragically
died in, or who was, like, murdered in Ohio?
Yeah, so... The police had found her vehicle down off of Park Avenue East. It was by a bar, and she was a missing person by the time her body was located over by the Mohican Park, I believe is how you pronounce it. The autopsy revealed that Margie had been strangled with her own scarf. Fuck that person, you didn't.
Damn.
The coroner estimated she had been dumped in the creek 10 days earlier, the same day she disappeared. Margie Ramey was her maiden name, and she was one of six children who grew up in the heartlands of Ohio on the outskirts of a town.
Ooh, fun.
Butler. One of her fellow church members, I love the people that they choose to interview for Forensic Files. Like, one of her fellow church members said yeah. that she was outgoing girl, personal. She was a robust girl, and she loved life. So moral of the story, don't love life. Check, I've got that. I'm not going to be murdered.
Hate everyone and be the least appealing person possible.
Yes, I think I've got that down.
Same here.
Work on it every day.
yep.
She worked on the farm, and then she would help her mother. They had a lot of cattle to take care of, so they needed her to help.
Right.
Margie grew up in a loving religious home, but in her teenage years, she yearned for independence and began spending most of her time in Mansfield, which is a larger city about 15 miles northwest of Butler. She made friends with an unsavory crowd, as one does. She got into some activities that were subject to prosecution by the law, but they were mainly very low-level crimes. But that's how...
Kind of like stealing from gas stations and whatnot?
Maybe. That's how the police got acquainted with her during their work on the street.
Okay.
Those crimes allegedly included prostitution and illegal drug use.
Wait, how old was she?
Teenager. Teenage years.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Eventually, Margie rejected that life, and she met a man named Steve Coffey. The two married and had a daughter, Angie, but the marriage went south, and Margie and Steve divorced. And to support herself and her daughter, Margie worked as a waitress. So, and she also enrolled in college to study law enforcement. And during this time, Margie had another child out of wedlock, a son, Brandon. So it was a boy, and his name was Brandon. And when...
Wait. She had a son named Brandon. So a boy named Brandon.
Well, no, because I knew when I was editing it, I'm going to have to take that part out. So I restarted it. But I guess to someone who didn't know that in my brain.
The way you said it sounded like you were like continuing to like read. And I was like.
It's like when you can reach the word count. She had a son named Brandon, and her Brandon and her. Her son, yeah, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
So I might keep that in depending. So when police were investigating her murder, they wondered if Margie had returned to the streets to support her children. The same church dude who I've originally talked about, said that he knows her family helped her son, but she didn't make a lot of money and she was going to school. So she wasn't making a lot of money. As police knew from experience, life on the streets meant special dangers and a large pool of potential suspects.
Yeah.
Detective David E. Mesmore from Mansfield Police Department said that maybe there's somebody in the past that has a reason to want her dead. Maybe she's done something or not paid something. Maybe some street person has come to this conclusion so that they ought to kill her. So this is kind of where police thoughts are at right now. So with no suspects or leads, police hope that the rushing water of Possum Run Creek had not washed away evidence, which could lead them to her killer. They don't really have anything.
Right.
So in her particular case, since she had a background of some activity that was certainly against the law, police looked into the possibility that she may have slipped back into that drug environment, like I previously said.
Mm-hmm.
But her friend said that wasn't the case. Margie had been focusing her attention on her family and her education. Detective Mesmore said that they were just adamant that they had not seen her. Or she hadn't been around, and to their knowledge, she had completely cleaned up all of her past activities.
That's good. Could have been someone, like, I don't know, drug-related that got pissed off that she was...
Yeah.
I don't know.
And that's kind of, like, where their thoughts are at right now. The church guy said that Margie was taking care of her children, and she loved her kids, and... that she was a really good mother. And he said she had also rediscovered religion. And
he thinks, find God.
Right? Love that for everyone.
Yes, me too.
And that's why he believed that she was trying to do better for herself and her family. And to forget all about anything in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Police learned that Margie had been actively dating since her divorce. And among the men she had been seeing were two Mansfield police officers, both of whom were fucking married. The guy. Yeah.
So.
Oh, they both planned it. They both set it up and they both killed her.
Fun fact.
I'm calling it right now.
In the military, there's a charge for, it's basically adultery. So like if you like cheat on your spouse or something, and they don't, I think they don't really use it, but like if someone's like committed a bunch of other crimes, they basically want to be like, fuck you, and they'll tack it on.
Yeah.
But I mean, as you should, don't be a shitty person. And
what, yeah, break like, up with them.
Break up with them. Break up with your girlfriend. What's the song?
Break up with your girlfriend. Yeah, 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 cause I'm bored. Yeah. You're welcome, everyone. Got a so free.
One was Robert Lemon, who was a veteran of the force, and Detective Mesmore indicated that Robert said that their relationship had ended sometime before that, probably like a year and a half minimum, and that he had not had any contact with her and even spoken to her for any reason. Honestly, I can't remember, so could be.
Same.
The other was Lieutenant Charles Oswald. Lieutenant John Welding of the Mansfield PD, he was interviewed for this, and he said that Oswald said that his relationship with Margie was over. And he said he's very in love with his wife. Apparently, Oswald was the type of police officer that other police officers would try to emulate.
Oh, so he was, like, really looked up to.
Yeah. Oswald furnished a police report indicating that he had been on duty the night that she was murdered on a drug investigation. So at this point, trail growing cold. The forensic scientist, Anthony Tambasco, said that they didn't have any fingerprints, they didn't have a weapon. I mean, it was a scarf, but...
they know. Literally had, like, nothing.
Yeah. And they had to explore other possibilities, and those were going to come from her body. Which, right. You know, forensic files, that's the number one evidence right there.
yeah.
So, Margie was last seen alive at this diner, sitting in a booth with her school books open, studying for a class. Detective Mesmer interviewed the owner of the diner, who said that Lieutenant Oswald was in the diner at the same time as Margie. The two weren't sitting together, but they did acknowledge one another. Detective Mesmer said it was a very distressing situation. He was like, not only did I work with him, I knew he was a very good policeman, but I've been friends with him, and it was just very upsetting to him to think that he might have been involved in a crime like this. So he confronted Lieutenant Oswald with this information, and Oswald refused to comment. So at this time, Margie's parents had later their daughter to rest, and obviously they're super broken up.
Yeah.
The church guy said that her parents suffered from that day on. There were times that they would just break down and cry when they would see a picture of Margie, or when they would talk to the church dude about her.
I can't even imagine
no
going through that.
No, I couldn't.
So they were close with this church dude,
apparently. Or this is this church dude's 15 minutes of fame, as quoted by the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, that trial.
Oh my god, that trial.
I didn't get to watch a lot of it. Well, I didn't get to watch any of it besides like the little snippets I saw on like social media because I was in training.
Oh, I was on that. So I was watching from I love this one YouTuber. Her name's Emily Baker.
Mm-hmm.
You would love her. She has a whole playlist from her covering the trial basically from start to finish. Like she's awesome. Anyone on there, like, go to her channel. I love her.
As the search for Margie's killer continued, Mansfield police officer told homicide investigators about a suspicious incident that occurred the night Margie was killed. The officer said he saw Lieutenant Oswald, who had been linked romantically to Margie, on foot, out of uniform, and behaving strangely near the police station.
He had a leather jacket on, which would be unusual at that time because he was supposed to be working.
Oh, that's right.
So he wasn't in uniform for some reason.
Alibi.
And the officer said, hey, what's going on? How are you doing? And he kind of just ignored it. And he kept on walking into the police department through the back way. So Oswald's behavior cast doubt on his claim that he was investigating a drug operation that night. And like for him to be nervous, like.
Yeah, you want to be as normal as possible if you're trying to get away with something like that.
So you're literally in casual clothes going to the back of the police station. I mean, maybe that's the door they use, but like, sounds sketch to me.
Sounds suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Don't be suspicious.
I love that.
So the prosecutor's name is John Allen, said that behavior starts to cast doubt on his claim that he was investigating a drug operation that night, and for him to be nervous and excited, and that period of time was kind of unusual, and it kind of took out the punch of his alibi.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, for sure.
So in the forensic lab, Margie's clothing would soon tell a story of its own. Dun, dun, dun. You can tell when I'm taking lines straight from it.
That's how mine are too.
Okay, so the forensic scientist, Tam Basco, said that they had the scarf and they had her leg warmers and mm-hmm. a heavy coat. And once the clothing is dry, so they basically just hang it on the hanger, just like your clothing would be at home. And there'll be a piece of paper placed underneath in case anything naturally falls off. And then the article is simply held and scraped with a spatula all the way down to help lift these articles off and let them fall onto the paper to be collected. While most of the trace evidence had been washed away by the water, a very small amount remained recovered. So that's what they're doing with this process, trying to get all that stuff.
Gotcha.
He said a number of hairs and fibers, in particular, two fibers red in color, and the presence of these two fibers about a quarter of an inch in length and no more than twice the size of human hair across for all they really had to work with.
Jeez.
The forensic scientist said that while different fibers may look similar to the naked eye under a microscope, they are very different. They are very distinctive. The foreign fibers on Margie's coat and leg warmers were triangular in shape or trilobal, I guess is the word for it, and from the side. And this trilobal shape gives the appearance of having a stripe running along the side. And the trilobal carpet is usually in high traffic areas like hotels and automobile interiors, since it hides dirt.
How can you tell from that? I mean, like, you just explained, but like, what?
I don't know. They probably like had to like look at a lot of stuff like through their years and experience. So they're like, hey, this fiber looks like this stuff. I don't know. So,
yeah, that makes sense.
The dude took carpet samples from every location where Margie had been in the days before her murder. He thought he found what he was looking for in the home of Margie's parents, where he found a floor mat that actually had red carpet, and the red carpet fibers on the floor mat looked very similar to those that had been on the victim, but under a microscope, the carpet was not similar to the fibers on her clothing. Damn it. Since Lieutenant Oswald was seen in the diner with Margie on the night she disappeared, he went to examine the police cruiser Oswald had been driving that night. Most police vehicles are not carpeted because of heavy use and have rubber flooring instead, but police records revealed that on the night in question, Lieutenant Oswald was the watch commander, and the watch commander's vehicle was different from the others. And the unique thing about that particular cruiser, number 306, was a supervisor's car. And so it wasn't your standard police vehicle that you buy every year with the fleet. It was bought at a public auction. The prosecutor said that the Mansfield police had gone to an auction and had purchased a Chevy Caprice Classic, a full-size car for their commanders. And of course, the upper echelon police department have a little nicer vehicle and then the guys on the street. So the watch commander's car was red, and the forensic scientist took a small sample from the vehicle. And at first it looked similar to the carpet in Margie's parents' house, but under a microscope, the fibers were similar in all respects to the fibers found on Margie's clothing.
He did it. He did it. That's it. We got him.
So yeah, he said he looked at the color and you can see the colors are the same. He looked at the diameter and the diameter was the same. It was consistent. And they looked at the trilobal design, and the pattern does show that the chemical tests revealed that both set of fibers had been dyed with the same chemicals. But fiber evidence, unlike DNA or a fingerprint, is not definitive of the fibers being consistent.
So the fibers in this vehicle aren't like, oh, these are like the one and done, I guess. So the forensic examiner said there's no way anyone can come to court and testify that that fiber came from that. I guess it's not uncommon enough of carpet.
Of course.
The one and done holy grail evidence.
Right.
So the circumstantial evidence in Margie's murder all pointed to Lieutenant Oswald. And so did the forensic evidence of the two red carpet fibers on her clothing. They were microscopically similar to the carpet in Oswald's automobile. But the question haunting police was motive. If Oswald murdered Margie, why did he do it? So after Margie had given birth to her second child, Brandon, she told social services that she couldn't identify the baby's father since the pregnancy was the result of a rape. But later, when she applied for financial aid at college, she was required to identify Brandon's father and explain why she wasn't receiving child support, which is kind of pretty invasive, if you ask me.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Right? So the prosecutor said when she became a Jehovah's Witness.
What?
Not laughing if you're Jehovah's Witness. And they began to counsel with her. They found these details out and they said, and they told her like, hey, you can't lie. You have to tell the truth. And she named Charles Oswald as the father. Da, da, da.
Oh no.
Yeah. She became a
Brandon Oswald.
They probably ran in there, knocked on her door and said, ma'am, you have to tell the truth. And she said, it's Charles. Just kidding. I just thought that was a funny joke. Sorry if you're a Jehovah's Witness. But yeah. So with this news, the prosecutors asked Oswald to undergo a paternity test. And it revealed the likelihood of Oswald being Brandon's father was greater than 99%.
It was to call Mari up in here.
It was 99.66%. That was the exact total. You're the fucking father. You are the father.
You are the father.
So yeah, the prosecutor said that the investigators also discovered that Oswald had refused to pay for child support when Margie asked, possibly because he didn't want his wife to find out about his infidelity. If you don't want your wife to find out, maybe don't fucking do it.
Don't do it, yeah. Or divorce, yeah. Break up with her.
Okay, so he was married and had children. And up until all this broke, his wife didn't know anything about Margie. He didn't know that he had another child by another woman. So I'm sure
surprise!
That her wife certainly was motive for what happened. Yeah, so this is what the prosecutor is saying. So Oswald allegedly offered Margie a few $1,000s in an insurance settlement, which Margie refused as insufficient. The actual amount was $3,913.32. Like 32 cents. What? But yeah, so they obviously, you know, arrest him. During Oswald's murder trial, prosecutors presented one more piece of evidence against him. So a woman who had once worked for the police as a decoy and prostitution investigations, Charlene Dry Sawyer, testified that she too had been having an affair with Oswald. Let snaps for this stand-up guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sawyer claimed that Oswald had not only told her he murdered Margie, he also provided details of the crime. Sawyer, like, shut your fucking mouth. Like, honestly, I'm really glad that criminals are stupid, because I'm not giving lawyer advice here, but like, maybe don't fucking tell people, because
no take one it to the grave.
And you think you're just like, this girl's never gonna say anything. She's just like, you're like, fuck buddy. That's not like your ride or die, you know?
No.
Like, I would tell Tyler, but like, he's not going anywhere, you know?
But, right.
Okay, so.
Get that.
So Sawyer said that after Oswald and Margie saw one another in the diner, they went to Oswald's police car to talk. They discussed the child support matter and Oswald's offer of the $3,000 to get on the dispute. With Margie's refusal, the conversation grew heated and Margie threatened to disclose that Oswald was Brandon's father. Margie slapped him and Oswald responded by strangling her with her own scarf. Yeah. Obviously, this stuff is literally just coming from, like, this whole story of how everything went down is just coming from this third-party person.
Right. But
the forensic evidence revealed that Oswald put Margie's lifeless body in the back seat of his police car, where her coat and leg warmers picked up the tiny red triangular-shaped carpet fibers.
Yikes.
Right? Think of the 80s. You have a nice leg warmers.
Honestly.
But later, prosecutors say that Oswald drove to the bridge over Possumine Creek and dumped the body into the water in the mistaken belief that any incriminating evidence would be washed downstream. Jokes on fucking you, buddy.
Yeah, right?
Like, how? The fact that it's literally two fibers. I mean, obviously, then they find out the information about, like, the being the father.
Right.
Two microscopic fibers.
The universe, I mean, when you said that, I was like, so nothing.
The universe said, fuck this man, justice for Margie.
Yeah.
Two fucking fibers. Like, what are the fucking odds?
Thank God for Brandon.
The one detective said, you know, when it's yellow, when it waddles and quacks, it's probably a duck. And that's the case that we had here.
Love that.
Love
you. Should that should be our title for the episode, right? Yellow and waddles, it's a duck.
Yeah. So at his trial, Oswald took the stand in his own defense, stupid, and denied killing Margie. He repeated his claim that he had been working alone that night on a drug investigation and offered the typed police report to prove it, but prosecutors contended that the report was bogus, implying that Oswald himself had typed the phony report after the murder to give himself an alibi. And the jury found Oswald guilty of voluntary manslaughter and abuse of a corpse. He was sentenced to 10 to 25 years in prison. And at the time this episode came out, he insisted that he did not kill her.
Lies!
But he didn't. He didn't.
But you are the father.
You are. And you are the murderer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, again, the church guy, who's honestly, he has all the facts. He said that he may die and may go.
And I love that you just give the church guy has all the facts.
I'm not shitting on him. It's just funny because it's just like this random man. And they do this in all forensic episodes. And I'm like, why are we interviewing this person?
Right. Like, we're not even related to the victim.
Right. Like, it should at least say friend. It just like literally says like church member or something. I mean, maybe those Jehovah Witnesses are real close. So, you know, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know much about it.
Neither. Tune in next week for information on Jehovah's Witnesses.
Well, I'll do a quick Google search.
But yeah, so the church man, he said he may die and may go to the grave denying it, but I think He is guilty now. If I'm wrong, God forgive me. I like your approach. Even though I'm like,
yeah,
but it's fine.
Right, right.
For residents of Mansfield, the ultimate betrayal is a policeman who commits murder. As it should, like, yes.
Yeah.
You're literally there to protect someone.
Yeah, oh, not kill. Yeah,
church man said. I mean, it's bad enough to murder someone, but then when you're supposed to be protecting people and then using the office of authority to kill someone, that's yep. the lowest murder that I can think of. I also agree. But high up on my list is using women's niceness. Bundy. But anyway.
Boy.
He, I guess he'll never, ever, ever admit that the crime. He said, I don't care if they keep him in jail till he dies. He will go to his grave. I don't accept that.
Well, I mean, he doesn't need to admit it. All the evidence shows. And I don't believe in coincidences.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. You don't. I forgot about that.
No.
I knew that, but.
Yeah.
No,
they just don't happen.
Right? Yeah, so prosecutors are like, he's never going to admit to it. But they say it was solid police work and some luck that helped seal the case. And the forensic scientist said the presence of these fibers in the carpet is simply a shot in the dark. I mean, two fucking fibers. The police car in their backyard, a police car in their fleet, the uniqueness of that police car being bought at the auction, the chance of that, he said, are like 1 in 1 million. And without that 1 in 1 million chance, the Oswald might not have been brought to justice. The prosecutor said, I'd say this was one of the key pieces of evidence and it would have been more difficult to convict him, if not impossible. Because, you know, it's like, oh.
You have to imagine the faces of those forensic science, like the forensic team trying to pull any type of anything. And coming back and they're like, I found two fibers.
Yeah, and they're like, shit. Only fucking two?
Yeah. Jeez. Wow. That was crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, justice for Margie.
We love Margie. R.I.P. to our homegirl.
I know.
I hope that wasn't like insensitive. Jeez. I called it from the get-go.
Yeah.
See, I thought it was going to be, didn't you say that she was hooking up with two of the policemen?
Yeah.
And then they honed in on the one.
Yeah. Because the other dude, he was like, I literally haven't talked to her. And he wasn't acting suspicious or like.
Right.
Doing weird shit. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that was a lovely game. That you guys have been waiting 3 months for. What a beautiful show. You're welcome.
It was all worth it.
Just building the suspense, you know?
You never know when we're going to pop in and be like, hey.
Hey, did you hear about this? Have you looked through the ice on water before? Gotcha.
Wow. I didn't mean to pass that yawn to you.
Well, then you were dying, and then I was like counting to see what time it was. Are you? It's like almost 12. Yeah,
it's quarter to 12.
Here. But
yeah, it's still light there. What the frick?
No, it's dark. It's dark now.
Your window looks light. Am I looking at your window? Oh, that's your door frame.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh. Wait, what time is it there?
That's my 8:42.
It should still be somewhat light out. But that was awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know, that got me excited to do my next one too.
I know. But yeah, so on a positive note, you looking forward to anything? You doing anything cool?
My brother's moving, so I'm gonna help move him.
Nice.
And then I'm gonna do some bridesmaid stuff with my friend. She's gonna be getting married in September.
Nice.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just don't feel like I'm in the spirit to celebrate the 4th this year.
I will not be. What I will be doing is catching up on all of the reading I read two books during OTS, which is a lot, but how much I normally read is not a lot. I really
and then there's me that's proud that I finished the first book.
I was literally telling someone today, I was like, because I just bought this book last week, but I only have, you know, a few hours to read every night because of work. And I'm so fucking tired. I literally get to bed at like 9:30 every night. What the fuck? But anyway. And I'm...
That's how I've been now!
Right? But just... I would have finished it today, but we're recording. Actually, I'm going to finish it tonight. Don't get twisted. But I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, am I like a fast reader or something? Which I'm not. I don't read that fast because I need to like really take in all the information. Like, how did it take her so long to read this book that I needed her to read so that we could talk about it?
You want to know how?
ADHD. Ma'am, take an Addy. Pop an Addy. Take one for the team. Read the book.
Like so hard to like sit down and like finish like a full chapter and not get distracted, and half of the time I'm sleeping. It's not even like I'm doing like
all of
like watching TV where I could be reading. Yeah. Like I literally go to bed. I'm out.
All I'm hearing are excuses.
Excuses. Yeah. Yes, I know.
Yeah. I mean, so if you guys haven't listened to like the last ones, we're talking about A Court of Thorns and Roses, that series. Finally finished the first one, but I can't tell her all my thoughts so she finishes the second one and I'm dying.
I'm in the first three chapters of the second one.
When did you start this?
A week ago. The second book? It was like a week and a half ago.
A week and a half and you've got three chapters in it?
I went on vacation and I was hiking. I was reading a book.
In military training, and I read two books.
Bitch, don't.
It's only because I need you to get through this one.
I know. I need to read it.
Yeah. If you can't tell, love this book. Totally recommend it. If you love fantasy, you just love good books.
Really do want to, like, I love that first book, so I really want to get into the second one, but now I'm just like, I need to sleep.
Maybe at the beginning of the next one, we can talk about it. But I don't know. What if people haven't read it, you know? But we'll just talk about
it. I'll make it a point to read it over this weekend.
Yeah, we'll put like a warning. Hey, don't listen if you're going to read this book. Skip to this topic.
We could do... Wait, you want to know how to get me to read faster?
Yeah.
If we do a book club.
Okay. Yo, me and Rebecca want to do one. If you like the kind of books we do. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I like this book, so...
Oh, yeah, cool. That's what we'll do. Because we have like separate like reading things, but we have a big like middle ground that we can like pick books from. So, girl, let's make a book club. We can make podcasts. I'm excited. Just kidding. One's enough. But I'd be really cool to do a.
We could just have Rebecca edit all of it. Rebecca here.
Cool. I'll just tell her to listen to this.
Cool.
Wait, did I tell you? I can't remember if I've talked about it before, but I think, was she listening to the Bundy one? I don't remember. But I guess she was like in her kitchen, like doing the dishes or something while listening to it. And she got like so freaked out that she literally had to leave the room.
Oh, I love her. She's so cute.
I know, I love her so much. But oh, I guess I'll tell you, even though I'm trying to have her on sometimes. She just got a new house. They're moving.
I saw it.
Let's you know.
Well, yeah. I saw her old one and I saw like the different rooms and everything and the decor that she had. I was like, girl, can you please design my house, man?
Dude, she's so cool. I wish I was that cool, but I'm not.
Me too. What? Oh my God. When I was at your wedding and even like when I went over to your house, I was like, this girl is like way too cool for me.
Really?
Like, I don't think I can talk to her. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, no, she needs to listen to this. I'm not gonna tell her, like, you really just need to listen, especially the ending. She's like, Jane, what the fuck are you doing?
Then we're just going to rant on
how much we love her.
And I literally like met her like what, three times? And I'm like, oh my God, I love her. But she's just so sweet.
Yeah.
And I love her Instagram page because she always takes pictures of the moon and I love
her. Oh yeah. And plants. Oh yeah. You like plants? You had questions about plants, right? Reach out to her. You have her number? I'll give it to you.
You're up.
I don't have her number, but I'll text her. Hey, Rebecca, it's Megan, Jaden's friend.
Well, I need her to tell me what plants that I can get, like, that'll work here. Ooh, also, because she
succulents are easy, and you're down. Check what zone you are. You're in. Wow.
Okay. So she has, she hand makes, this is my shout out.
Small business shout out.
Yes. Oh yeah. And woman owned. Try to only buy from like women and not these big corporations for these next few days.
Anyone in the Greensburg area, it's the Arts and Heritage Festival at Twin Lakes. So go there, buy from the small businesses.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good vendors this year. Wait, it might be over by the time this comes out.
Well, still.
So I'm really tired.
Yeah.
But do I make ramen?
Always.
I don't know. Will I fall asleep while mid-eating ramen?
Who cares if you do? I told you about the one time that I was eating spaghetti in bed. Well, obviously we eat really late at night. So I'm already sleeping. Tyler brings in the food. I wake up, eat some of it, fall back asleep, wake up. It's still on my chest. I eat it. but yeah, okay, found it. Her, go buy from her. They're super cool. Haunted Roots Shop. And you can find them on like Etsy and stuff like that. Or if you go to Facebook, Haunted Roots Shop. Yeah, super cool. The icon's like an eyeball with like plants as like the, what's it called? The
lashes
or whatever, the blood things in your eyeballs. Yeah. But yeah, you know what I mean? But I'll tag it on this Insta post.
And she's just like such a genuinely nice person. Right? So like you feel good buying from her.
Yes, go support her. But
we love you, Rebecca.
this episode sponsored by our love of
Rebecca.
Not sponsored, but you can sponsor us, you know.
Rebecca, you should sponsor us.
But
we'll talk about how much our rates are.
Right? Yeah. But yeah, we'll stop rambling for you guys.
Yes.
Love you. Oh my god. Do a little plug.
We need to we need to do our
co-star.
Holy shit. Do we even know how to podcast?
No. Have we ever? No.
Clearly no.
Okay, so my big one says, anxiety is a defensive turn of your imagination. Cool, 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 thanks.
Cool, cool, cool. So mine, were you reading from the first one or from our shared one?
I was reading from the main thing, but because I can't remember how to get to the friend.
My big thing is, how well do you know them? How well do you want to?
Oh, honestly, though. Okay, so I've got it. Jaden, you have the remarkable ability to gather information. Oh my god, funny enough, I found this research. And Megan can withstand criticism. Okay. They want to hear, I only said it like that because I was like, I don't know how to tie that to anything. Yeah. They want to hear all your secret thoughts right now. We do, which is why you should follow us on Instagram at, yeah, see, so.
A little thing called murder.
Tell them you're interested in what they have to say, then give them the space to say it. Oh my God, yeah. Tell us that you want us to talk and listen to us by giving us a space. Wow, how on brand for this right now. But yeah, so do all these things. When you follow us on
a little thing called murder. And then if you want to email us, you can email us at a little thing called murder at gmail.com. If you want to tweet us, because we don't use our Twitter, it's ALTC
murder.
ALTC murder.
Crushed
it. Oh my God, I almost had it, man.
And ma'am, you had such a big pause when I was like, Ian, dude, follow us at.
Kind of like a Megan.
Yeah.
Hello. And I was like, oh.
Look at this perfect segue. Come on.
Yeah, that was a perfect segue. Wait, I've been sitting here this whole time. Okay. Hit Jaden. Is it really this whole big thing? Oh, okay. This must have updated since the last time I saw it because this looks a little different. Okay. Megan. you have the remarkable ability to express the feelings you need to express. Ooh. And Jaden can withstand disagreement.
Ooh.
They want to hear all your secrets and thoughts right now. It's what you said, the ending part. Yeah. But yeah. So, all right. Cool.
Cool, guys. Thanks for bearing with us through this episode as we relearn how to do a podcast. And thanks for bearing with us with our echoey place, because I have no furniture until July 9th when my shit arrives. So
her echoey place.
Yeah.
But yeah, we hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. We hope that you have or had a wonderful 4th of July.
Yeah.
And
wear black. Wear black on 4th of July if you want.
Feel like we're gonna like turn into like the Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, what? Sure. You feel 100%.
I was honestly terrified watching that show because I was like, this could actually fucking happen.
I started watching it back in like, it was in our first apartment, so that would have been like 2018, and I had to stop because I was like, this is already
it was freaking you out. Yeah.
And that was in 2018, and now we're in fucking 2022, and it's way too real. But yeah.
Yep. So, all right. Well, thank you guys. Bye. And we will see you next time.
And don't
forget to never forget to trust your gut.
You can also say the tagline to your podcast, because it's better to be fucking safe than fucking sorry. We love you. Bye. Finger guns.
I hate you.